y'all ever touched y'all poo?
Never. 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 That's the worst question ever.
You never touch our poo?
Never. No. Never. Never.
You may be alone in that game.
Is this
you may be alone like in that game, bro.
Yeah. Is this asking
too
much questions?
Playing that flag on the island all by himself.
You ain't never touch our poo?
I think I told y'all no for this. That's five no's. Hell no. We both over here like, what the hell?
Hey, no. as a man, when you wipe your ass, do you wipe back to
I declined to answer that question.
Welcome to another episode of Put You On Notice.
Welcome, welcome.
Y'all know who it is, man. It's the boy, Mr. Watch Your What?
Watch Your Tone.
Okay, watch your tone. Hey, I did rooftop poetry the other day, and I made sure they watched their tone, because I went crazy, man. It was dope. I ain't gonna lie to you, it was dope. I was happy. But hey, I'm joined today with the boy, Mr. B.
What's up?
AKA Barney Moore.
Always and, good.
We got a special guest in the building.
Who's that?
We got a special guest. Well, we got a queen in the building.
Right here.
West Coast? Is that Janelle West Coast?
Janelle West Coast. What's up, girl?
Nah, it's Janelle, man. We happy to have her join the Pion Fam Bam.
Yep.
So, yeah, man. Yeah, welcome, welcome, queen.
Thank you.
Put us on notice, girl. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, I grew up in McGonagall.
Okay.
Real country.
Okay, okay.
I don't even know how to pronounce that. Where
it's
is
not too far from here.
Oh, okay.
It's not a lot.
It's like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. But moved to Milwaukee, and yeah, I love it here. Love this city. I could never move back to the country. I had to during COVID, and it was a feat.
Janelle. Girl, I heard you sing. Okay, she's single, fellas.
She's single, fellas. Just know. Just letting you know.
So what does a man have to do to get with you? Like, what's the?
What does he got to bring to the table?
Yeah.
Well, he definitely has to be a gentleman, which is few and far between these days.
Okay,
that's one.
Chivalry is not dead.
No,
it is not dead. There are some gentlemen out there. Yeah. All gentlemen, listen up.
Yeah.
Continue.
Some opening doors.
Okay.
Some flowers.
Okay.
That, you can win me over with some flowers. As basic as that.
Okay. I hope. But, take notes.
Hey, we playing Big Brother though. We gonna have to. You know what I'm saying?
Podcast every single one.
We gonna talk to each
one. You gotta come through us first.
Yeah. It might be uncomfortable. I'm just saying.
But yeah, man. So today, I do want to give a huge shout out to
it's Kenny's Custom Cupcakes.
Okay,
and I guess these bad boys have some liquor in them.
Yeah.
So I did rooftop poetry, and Kenny was up there with these bad boys right here.
Okay.
And Barney, could you tell everybody what's in each cupcake?
All right, these two are peach Ciroc.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, that's no joke.
Go crazy.
This is cookies and cream rum chata.
Rum chata.
This is salted caramel apple crown royal.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
What?
And I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I think I want the crown royal joint, but I'm gonna let y'all go ahead and have y'all first picking.
Yeah.
We already
picked, aren't you? I'm taking the crown royal. She's taking the cookies and cream.
Oh, so I got a little piece. Oh, fuck. We gonna try these out, man. But huge shout out to Kenny, man. We gonna definitely have you on the What to Eat MKE segment of Put You On, a show of Put You On Notice podcast, Pion Media.
Yeah.
So,
they smell fantastic. Yeah. So, yeah. We gonna make a mess off camera. Just
yeah, I was gonna dive in it, but.
Yeah, I mean.
Mr. B.
What's up?
What you been on, Jack?
Man, it's just, y'all been busy. Been working,
uh-huh.
Been take care of my little dog, which is irritating me. Y'all know I didn't want a dog, but now I love dogs.
Man,
he has two amazing dogs.
Man, listen,
but they take up a lot of time.
They do. They my kids right now. You know,
man.
You know I'm ready to have one right about now.
I know the biggest one of the biggest birthday parties I've ever been to was his dog's birthday party.
Oh my god!
I am legend. He has shirts made up.
Yeah,
his dog's name is legend.
That's
it,
though. That's a proud father.
Right, you know what I'm saying? I'm a proud dog dad. You know what I mean?
Been listening to new music. You know the new Kendrick drop.
New Kendrick did drop.
Kendrick drop.
Hey,
Come on.
I mess with it. Mess with it.
And, you have to.
And I'm excited to see what else he come out with.
So. Yep. Get ready for Summerfest. That's about it. I'm trying. That Chappelle tickets, I will be there.
I will be there.
I'm saying it again.
I had to put him on notice because he was lying a little bit.
I forgot about it, to be honest. I forgot all about it. Because normally I wait till the last minute and then I panic.
Right.
And then I end up getting the tickets.
Right. But
I'm going to be up on top of my game this time.
Hey, y'all, for those who are listening, man, Put You On Notice podcast, you can check it out on you can check it out on YouTube, and you can also listen to it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, as well as iHeartRadio. Y'all know the jazz, man.
And remember, give us five. Give us a rating.
Okay.
You know, give us five. If you give us four, I sort of believe you might be hated. That's what I'm just saying. So we're just looking for five. So we're going to up our game so we deserve them.
And for those who don't know, y'all can check out everything that Pion Media has to offer at pionmedia.com. So make sure y'all go to the website and check out everything that Pion Media has to offer. And smash that subscribe button, man, please. You know what I'm saying? Because we're trying to put y'all on notice.
Yes, indeed.
But yeah.
Have you ever been in your car? You're driving. And you remember some moment where you were so bad or was so embarrassing where you literally go, while you're in the car. I'll tell you my moment. So I'll give you time to think about it if you want. One day I was with all my boys. We went and got brunch. It was on a Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I left. It was, what is the place across from Coppa Foods or whatever? It's the Comet.
Okay, Comet Cafe.
Yes.
Yep.
So come on, Comet. And there's this woman, she's jogging by. And she's in like a little tight at the top. And I look and I run right into
the pole.
And it made this noise.
God.
It said, boom. I was with six of my boys. They were like, And then, so I was driving after that. I was just like, I can't believe I did that in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And
in front of her.
She was running. She ran. And all the people sitting outside saw it too. So I was just like,
time to go.
Yeah, so that was my moment where I literally was in the car and I yelled out loud.
I know you're probably like, damn, what did that come from? Where did that come from? Like,
which one of y'all hit me?
Right.
Which one of y'all hit me?
I got a question.
Okay.
So what was your most embarrassing date that you ever went on?
Most embarrassing date?
Or like worst date?
Worst date.
Oh.
I got a great one, but it might be too.
No, go ahead. I already talked about touching poop, B.
That's true.
Come on.
We're at the low right now.
So, went on a date, and the woman had like a, like sort of Tourette's type of thing where she would just suddenly and make these noises. I was just like, And I never noticed it any other time. And I was just so uncomfortable the whole
time.
No, because like at the bar.
Oh, okay.
Music's going.
You thought it was a dance move.
The music's playing, so she's nodding her head. I'm like, okay, you know, you're
going to be careful. Then,
That's what I said. I'm being very careful. And then I noticed it wasn't bad, it was just distracted.
And you weren't expecting it.
Yeah, and so I think I did pretty. I don't think they noticed, but I was definitely like, whoa, that was the most uncomfortable dinner I've ever had in my life. So,
I feel that.
Because she would occasionally, like, it was real. So, like, you would say words and stuff, and you're like, oh, I never noticed that either.
For sure.
I think the most embarrassing dates is, you know, when your car rejects. Like,
man, I've had that too.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
and
this happened. You know, college days, man. You know what I'm saying? I was flossing a little bit. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, take the girl out. And I go ahead, you know what I'm saying? We eat a good restaurant. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even tell you what it was called. It was out in Kansas City. But it was a good restaurant. You know, food come, you know, time to close out. You get in the car, you know what I'm saying? And when they come back, they try to be on the DL normally.
Yeah.
They try to come back like, hey. But this girl came back like, hey, sorry. Your car, like, yo! The car won't start.
That's tough. That's a tough
LEO
to take.
Oh, man. And they put you on blast.
What you do if your man, if you was out with somebody and they car reject, if you was out on a date, would you pay for
the meal? Yeah, I would be like, you know what? I got this one. You got the next one.
Okay, because what she did, she just left and I had to wash dishes.
Ooh.
No, I'm just I had to wash dishes the next 3 hours.
I was exhausted.
Right. So you just gonna pay though, huh?
Well, I mean, that's good. It depends how it went. Okay. Like if he was a good date, I'd probably give him a second chance. But
because that should
happen. A bad date, and then he didn't.
I feel you, girl. I know. Like,
you know, I'll pay, and it was good to meet you.
I feel that.
But if you didn't have a good one, you'd be putting him on blast to all your girls, wouldn't you? You'd be like,
Don't let him have it. Have your stuff together.
Man, it was another time, though.
I walked out once with a date, and my car was stolen. That was karma.
You can't really do nothing about
You saw the broken glass. I saw the broken glass down there, and I was just like...
How you like the bus? And that's why I was about to go with one of the dates I had. You know what I'm saying?
What you got on my taxi?
On my phone. She probably should let you stay tonight that time.
You know, just out of pity.
I came out here to kick it with you and my whole car gone. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got ganked.
But yeah, no, I've been not the car stolen, but I didn't have a car. Okay. And I think, you know, when you try to hide that, you know what I'm saying? So the girl hit me up, come kick it, you understand? I'm going to her house. I ain't got to pick her up. I'm finna go kick it. So I get to the crib, you know what I'm saying? We kick it, whatever. I'm about to leave, and she's like, oh, you want me to walk you to your car? No, it's cool. She's like, I'm about to take the trash out here. Well,
no.
I'll take the trash from you. Let me just walk you outside.
You're like, I ain't got no car, woman.
Yeah. She's like, I parked like 5 blocks away.
What? I'm trying to tell you, I get outside and I just start walking. She like, we need a car. I was like, it's around the corner somewhere. You just come. So I'll go. You know what I'm saying?
She looking down.
Yeah, she looking down the street. But look, this the thing that fucked me up. So I get to the, you know what I'm saying? I had to get to the bus stop. You know, I stay out in Tulsa. I'm downtown.
She walking the dog, man.
No, she got in her car, and she going to the store or something. And I'm sitting at the bus stop, and I'm looking down, texting her. And I look up, I'm like.
That's great. That's good.
Yo.
That's good.
So, hey, but we here now. You know what I'm saying? I got my own.
God, you got me laughing.
I got my own car. You know what I mean? It's painful, too. You know what I'm saying?
That's great. Okay. We're talking about apps to get you all started, investing your money, taking care of your money, watching your money. We're going to talk about an app called Acorns. Okay? Y'all go look it up. Just Google it. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the pros and the cons. Pros, it does have a fee, but it's a flat fee, $1 to $5 a month. We all saw in the news recently that our Robinhood, a $70 million fine, the largest fine ever, ever assessed to a company.
That's why I took my money out.
Yes, exactly. Because I've been telling y'all, you get what you pay for. When it's free, you get what you pay for. Just remember that. Acorns, a little bit different. Some of the things that they have is they'll have a family plan. They have one where you can get your kids invested. Most importantly is it's great for new investors. It helps you out. It teaches you along the way. You learn. Mm-hmm. Its phone app is really neat because it's designed to round up. So if you connect your bank account to your investment account, if you invest or if you go to the store and buy $10.48 of food, it will then take that other, the change, and round it up and put that into your investment account. Mm-hmm. So systematically over the course of a year, you could invest hundreds of dollars just by rounding up, you know, 25 cents, 50 cents from your thing. So I like Acorn because it does that for you. Tom, what do you think in a month, how much do you think you tip when you go out to eat? In a month, just give me a dollar amount because he's a high tipper. Not me,
listen,
I'm a little cheap. He tips off the charts. So let me just say you tip in a month.
First off, he not just gonna say that and act like I'm about to tip so be y'all a huge amount of money. No, but what I tip a month?
If you're a server and you see him, what? Get ready.
I'm probably gonna say I'll probably spend like 200 in tips.
Okay, so imagine if that 200 was automatically getting invested for you every month.
Right.
At the end of the year, you would have already invested almost $3,000 into the market. That is what Acorn will do for you. It'll take these little bit amounts, these $20, these $10 and 50 cent charges, $10.01. It'll give you a dollar basically into your investment account.
Okay.
Over the course of a year, that's going to add up. And as I tell everybody, if you found $10 on the ground, you wouldn't give it away.
Facts.
So that's what we're trying to do. That's why I say Acorns, Acorns. That is the app. It is designed for beginners. That's the nicest thing. There's three plans. A light plan for beginners, a personal plan, which has got all in one. It's got retirement. It's got basically checking. You can get a checking account. You can get a debit card, everything. And then there's a family plan, which allows you to start saving for your kids' retirement, things of that nature. The pros, automatic investing. Cash back. When you buy things, it'll invest, it'll round up and invest it into the market for you. And there's educational content. The cons, there's not a lot of investments that you're able to get. It's not the whole stock market. And considering that some of the fees, if you're paying $5 a month and you don't have a lot of money into it, that's a lot to be spending. Right, so right. That's a con. But that's really what I was trying to tell y'all. Remember, go online, get educated. Don't just put your money into something because everybody else is doing it. Tone was in Robinhood and I told him, I would say be careful about Robinhood.
Right.
He took his money out. Next thing you know, there's a $70 million, you know, lawsuit.
Right.
Not that I knew that was coming. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing bad with Robinhood, but they need to fix some things, and now they are.
Right.
Acorns, it's not a platform that's based on investing. It's not a platform where you're going to try to get rich overnight. This is going to get you slow and steady, increase in your savings, things of that nature, and that's what we want to do. This is money management for the masses. We want everybody to get theirs. Not just rich people. So let's all start thinking a little bit more about it. Get online, load this onto your phone. I don't work for Acorns. I'm not paid by Acorns.
No, this is not an ad for Acorns.
Yeah, this is just, I pick an app that I like and we're going to talk about it. Thanks for taking your time to listen to me and Tone.
And that was a Set the Bar tip featuring Mr. B. Watch your what? You just been put on notice.
All right, moving on. I was going to ask you though, because last I talked to you, you was doing a bunch of projects at work. How? What's new? What's new with that? You, everything going good career-wise, bro? You man. The man. You a renaissance man, dude. So I'm just asking.
You know what? I think work is going good. And honestly, like I told y'all before, I think when you love what you're doing, it doesn't really
feel like work.
You know what I'm saying? And, and I love a little bit of everything that I'm doing. I love like the different spaces and areas that I'm in. Mm-hmm. And just like really branching out and meeting new people. I always like networking. I always like, you know what I'm saying? Yep. Trying to learn something new. So I think work is going pretty good. And like with Pion, it's so crazy. I'm like bought in at St. Charles as well. Like I want to join every group. I want to know what's going on all around me. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's important. But like Pion, unlike St. Charles, but like Pion, I really have to give up some of that work that I'm doing, which is why we got Janelle here. You know what I'm saying? Because she gonna really help us. You know what I mean?
Make just to have a presence, a marketing presence, do more online, do more
social
media. She's
going to make the shit float better.
Yeah, you know there we go. There we go. All right.
You know, and ideally, that's really what we really want her here for. And you know what I'm saying? And not only that, just to make sure us men is staying in line.
Yes.
And do the things that we need to be doing.
Well, and I didn't feel, she didn't give me the look when I was telling my bad date story. So I was like, whew. I did okay with it.
This is our first time having her here. And I talked about touching my own shit.
You did. You went from 1 to 10 right there.
When you touch it, you kind of go all in.
You're very lucky. I grew up with a brother and dad that had no filter like that.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
I speak for herself because I'm horrified.
You act like the tissue ain't never break when you went and wiped. You act like the tissue ain't never break.
No, because I have so much tissue, it looks like a baseball mitt.
But yeah, man, work and everything's going good, bro.
I got a work question.
For
what is the best night to bartend in the city of Milwaukee?
So for those who don't know,
Saturday or Sunday.
Did you let everybody know you had a cousin?
I think I put it on.
You put them on.
Yeah,
you put them on. She said she bartends.
Yeah, I would say I don't know. Friday is like pretty guaranteed because everyone's like done with their work week. Right. They're ready to go out.
Right.
Saturday is mostly clubs, I would say. Yeah. So there's not a lot at the bar scene.
Oh, okay.
But, you know
what? What about Sunday fun day? Do you ever bartend when it's the service industry people? Like everybody in Milwaukee loves Sunday morning.
For sure. Okay. And it's great because, I mean, when you're out drinking, then you don't, you're not hungover on Monday.
You get white girl wasted.
No.
What is that?
I'm telling you, the tequila, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
We got a tequila fan.
I feel that.
All right. So for our audience, can you please tell us the Michael Jordan bottle story that you just told us? Because that's hard to believe.
Yes. Okay, so when I was working at Coco Seafood and Steak, check it out. Best steak ever.
Shouting.
Don't plug them too much because they're going to have to pay for these ads.
we serve Michael Jordan's tequila, which is Sin Coro. And I obviously had to know something about the tequila in order to sell it. And not only is the tequila really, really good.
It is.
The bottle is, it's made by Michael Jordan, his wife, and then three other NBA coaches. So the story was they were in New York, downtown. They were going for pizza, him and his wife. Okay. And then he met the three other NBA coaches, and they got into the topic of tequila. And they decided to make Cincoro, which means five gold, for the five owners.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really cool about this bottle is that the cap is a complete replica of the bottle. And there's five sides to each of them, the cap and the bottle. And they're all 23 degree angles for Michael Jordan's number.
Mm-hmm.
That's tight. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then if you line 23 of the bottles up, it's the circumference of the jump circle.
That's what's tight.
Yeah, and then if you line 23 of the caps up, it's the circumference of the hoop.
Okay.
So
Michael Jordan put together some
tequila.
Yeah, he's got those Easter eggs.
He doesn't look like he can put together a team, but he can put together some drink, I'm telling you.
Man, why you take a shot at him like that? That's
no,
I got no
choice.
But no, I definitely like the tequila. Like you, tequila is my go-to drink.
Same.
So, but no, I have to try a little bit more of that Jordan tequila, though.
You're going to have to bring it in.
You have to sling over the crib. Swing over
Jordan.
The crib. Swing over the crib tomorrow. We'll knock some
out. You know, we are looking for sponsors. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I had to ask that question because I've always wondered if you're a bartender. It seems like Sundays, I'll sometimes get food with Tone, and we go to a place and it's packed.
For sure.
Like it's Friday night. I'm always tripping. So.
And Labor Day Sunday is just
that's next week, right?
Right. Yeah, crazy.
It's gonna be on like
It's Summerfest, like you said, everything's coming up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Milwaukee. Man, and it's sad that, you know, the whole corona, the whole pandemic thing have really slowed down the events and stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, and the numbers still continue to rise for corona, coronavirus, the new variant. So I hope everybody out there protecting yourselves first and foremost. I know we talk about this all the time.
You know,
but
the dang shot.
But Milwaukee is definitely like event-based city. Like
it is.
Like I love it when we are able to go out to all these festivals and festivities. Yeah. And
a high level of our life in this city is built on entertainment.
Right.
Eating, drinking, and listening to music. It
right,
is.
Right.
So it's tough. It was weird. The pandemic was weird for me.
Yeah, I agree.
You know? Because you guys may not notice if you're not from Wisconsin, but Summerfest, you look forward to Summerfest because that's a week of just listening to music.
Yeah.
Music.
And music on top of music.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, Summerfest still going to go. I'm going to be out there, you know, like I said, seeing Leon Bridges.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully Chappelle. We're going to see Chappelle.
We're
going to
see Chappelle.
I know her.
I don't want to hear his mouth, so we are going to
see her is coming, too. I'm going to see her.
Yeah. Okay.
But she's going to be in Chicago. That's not going to be Summerfest.
I'll roll
Chicago.
That. Yeah. I'll roll that. Keep me in a loop on that.
Speaking of Chicago.
Yay.
Kanye.
Oh, my God.
That's
Kimye might be back.
Together.
Yeah, hey, so Kanye's doing the whole Donda thing out in Chicago, where he did the whole Donda thing, and you know, preparing for his new album, which I'm excited for. I know him and Drake is at, you know,
that's
each other's
that's,
heads
that's
right
good.
Now.
That's good.
But I think it's a whole marketing
scheme. Yeah, that's good for music.
Both of it. I think they both really
they both in.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But Kanye doing this album in such a way that not anybody has ever done. It's definitely genius.
It's unique. Yeah. Unique.
I know all you Kanye haters out there critiquing how he doing what he doing, but I know a lot of y'all haters out there still waiting to check out the album to see if it's even worth what you think is worth.
You have to respect the man whether you like him or not, because he's all about that business and that music.
I'm saying, like, allegedly.
He's a legend, though.
I seen this article or whatever. He made $12.5 million already, and the album hasn't even dropped.
I can see that.
He sold a lot of merchandise.
Ton of merchandise.
He got the little speaker thing that, you know, pretty much you could change the songs. Like, you could change verses in a song. You could speed up the tempo. Bro, it looks dope. It looks dope.
It looks amazing.
It's $200. I might have to grab one. I ain't gonna lie to you. I might have to grab
we
one.
We know you're gonna grab
one.
We know. I know you well enough. You will have one the day it comes out.
Yeah, man. I love Kanye. Definitely one of my favorite artists.
I'm looking forward to the
album. I'm looking forward to even Certified Lover Boy. I think Drake album gonna be cool too.
Oh, it will be. Because he's got skill. I drop always, I get every single Kanye release every time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get this one too.
Right, right.
Because he does it right. And there's always, even if it's a crazy album, there's always 2-3 songs where you're like, damn.
Yeah.
Man, I think most of the time I love all his body of work for sure. But yeah, I think this one is definitely going to be special.
I think so.
And then if him and
Kim
together again, you know what I'm saying?
Power couple.
Yeah. No. I rooted for Kim Gay, right?
We all are rooting.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. And I would say we all, because some people was like, man, he needs to be done with her because his music ain't been the same since. Like, I'm like,
that is his muse.
Yeah, that makes no sense. I hate when people say that. Ain't her. Ain't the woman's fault.
Yeah.
Get out of here. The man growing.
Hey, y'all hear he just want to change his name to Yay.
Yeah, I did.
Just Yay.
And she's,
you know what I'm saying? And she's going to keep West. So that's, I think, hey, I want to just be Tone. So look. Yeah. But if you marry and you get married after your name just one name, so say he didn't have Wes and he married Kim again, is her name gonna just be Kim Ye? Does she get his first name?
I think you have to.
You know what I'm saying? That'll go hard. Cause if Val Tone, you know what I'm saying? What's up, man?
Ain't a damn thing.
God damn. Hey, I just let know. Is the power of the last name still as important? You know what I'm saying? And today, as it always been? Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, do people want to keep that legacy? Like, I want my name to live on forever.
You know what? I think for women, like, there's a lot of women these days who
keep their own last name.
Yep.
Or they keep it and then add the last one. Like,
I have a good friend. He took his wife's name.
Depends who's his better.
Yeah.
Right?
What?
Yeah, he took her last name. Yeah, I was like, wow, that's interesting.
Cool. See, I thought about it, but I was like, Tone Pusa.
Yeah, I would be making fun of that nonstop.
Antonio Pusa.
Oh, please do that.
That sounds a little freaky.
Do it for me. Yeah, do it for me. Don't worry about it, man. Do that. At least do that for me. That'd be a Christmas present.
Yeah, man. I might just be Tone. But no, man, I definitely, like I said, I'm excited for them. I hope they do.
Yeah,
you know,
that should be interesting.
Yeah. Another thing, while we still talking about these, Kanye, Kimye, but the Jenners. I just watched the Jenner documentary.
Okay.
Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner? Okay.
I thought it was interesting.
I think it's very interesting. I watched it too. You have to watch it.
I haven't watched it.
It's on Netflix. I thought it was pretty, good. I didn't realize.
I thought it was going to be heavy-handed against him a little, or her.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, and that's why I say you got a terminology. Yeah. You got to make sure we get that right. But definitely.
I did.
No, I was talking about myself. But I didn't realize, because at that time, Bruce accomplished so much as
an Olympian.
What?
And he was the best athlete in the world.
Yeah, that was tight. But during that time period, my only question was, like, when I was watching this, because this was fresh, this was yesterday. Yeah. So during that time period, was there not any African-American Olympians during that time period? That's what?
Oh, no, there's a ton of sprinters. He was a decathlete. So decathlete is where you do 10 events, javelin, running, like,
Right. Because when I was looking at it, I was like, okay, so he did all these, but I didn't see
any
color.
Yeah, that's all one event.
And I didn't even really know what that was until yesterday.
Your all around. So you do the high jump, you do the javelin, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. So.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. Unnatural.
Right, right. Definitely unnatural.
I'd be sweating. When barely breathing.
Exactly. I'd be like, can I ride my bike through this?
Right. Nah, bro. Not up here, bro.
But when she was when she was Bruce, killing it.
Yeah.
Dominating the sports.
Yeah, right.
Dominating the sports.
That's what's up. Janelle.
Yeah.
We do appreciate you joining the team, but I want to know why you decided to take me up on this opportunity.
Yes. So I love networking and getting to know people, and people that seek out value in me, which I think you did when you messaged me. That just kind of sparked something that, like, hey, whatever this is, I'm definitely down to dip my toes in, and who knows what will come of it. Like we were talking about before, like, you never know what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Just from something small, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think the person you are, you seem like you really care about people, and that's hard to find these days, for sure, and people that you work with. So, I definitely was interested in it.
Make some noise for me, goddammit! You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for me!
I'm looking forward to your contributions. It's gonna be good to build this. It'll be fun.
Yeah, the positivity around here is awesome. I can already tell.
And then I gotta give a huge shout out to Bailey Coleman. You know what I'm saying? V100.7.
Yes, indeed.
Definitely. Thank you once again for allowing me to take advantage of this space.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying? And just inviting me back to do Put Your Nuts podcast, where we trying to give recognition to the people. So, yeah, huge shout out to you for that. You know what I mean?
Well said. Well said.
And then I think Reggie, he got his butt whooped. I'm just playing. I don't know if he won or if he lost.
I've been hearing rumors. Hey. I'm not sure if you won, lost, draw.
Reggie had a boxing match, so we want to know. I probably put up a clip. If I put up a clip, we might see. I don't know.
Okay.
But, I hope Reggie went crazy, man. I do hope Reggie went crazy.
Let's see if we can get a clip.
But, yeah, man, as we wrapping it up, you know what I'm saying, Mr. B? You know, tell us what we got coming up for Set the Bar.
Set the Bar, we're going to try to focus a little bit more on people who have lost it and gotten it back.
Okay.
Because I think there's a lot of that comes in to everybody's daily life. We've all had times where we've been tight, where we've been down, and this is just about hopefully some uplifting stories, and also you can benefit from some of the things they did to get their finances back into order. Sure.
Yep.
So we're gonna do it this time. It's been a couple months since we put out a new Set the Bar. We're gonna have one out. It's gonna be nice.
Yep. And then for y'all who have not checked out, listened to, or went to our YouTube page to watch a heartfelt story featuring Vince Tony, make sure y'all go check that out, man. Shannon King, amazing show. Yes. And I look forward to seeing what she can do with a heartfelt story, man.
It's a nice one. Check that out.
It's definitely a good one. And then, you know, we got the What to Eat MKE, where we about to, you know what I'm saying?
That's coming. That's going to be fun.
I'll try to tell you. I know you keep talking about it, but hey.
It's going to be fun.
This the start. You know what I'm saying? You already. Hey, don't even worry about it. We might be a little drunk after one or two of these cakes, but.
We all have alcohol in it.
Right, but we're going to get Kenny on the show, and he's going to talk a little bit about what inspired him, you know, and talk a little bit about what he got going on up in the kitchen.
Okay.
So, yeah, man.
All right, we got stuff for you.
But, y'all know I like to end the show with a little riddle. You know, I like to be a little funny. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So let's see if you got this one. All right.
Funny is.
Excuse me, Barney. Excuse me, sir.
Sorry,
I'm set. So, what's white, gooey, sticky, and better to spit than swallow?
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
What? Toothpaste.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
Oh, shit!
Oh, shit!